Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Saoirse Ronan silenced her fellow guests, including Paul Mescal, on the Graham Norton show on Friday night with a fairly brutal, honest reminder about violence against women and girls. And she was talking about the need to, well, the fact that we often might have our phone to hand if you're out for a walk or out for a run, and that that is often the instrument we reach for. And then I'm reading Emma Clark in the Indo today, and she's talking about the fact that as the clocks went back over the weekend, her fear increases, and that's purely because she's a woman. Our own tech correspondent Jess Kelly is with me in studio today. Have the daylight savings, Jess, over the weekend, how has that impacted you?
As the evenings were getting darker anyway, before the clock changed, it definitely has altered my habits. I think in the last 18 months or so, I've definitely become more, I felt more uneasy when I'm out running in the evenings, to the point where last week I joined a gym because I didn't really feel super safe running around at night, just with the way the winter comes in and all the rest. The evenings are darker by the time I get home, get ready, go for a run. And it's not that I'm running around with this victim mentality of, oh God, everyone's out to get me. It's the fact that these things do happen, and that feeling of being unsafe is absolutely horrific. And unless you've ever been in that situation where you do feel unsafe, you don't know how bad it is. But like, one of the, like, the reason I go for a run is because it's great for my brain. But when the darker evenings come around, it's not good for my brain because I'm trying to look around corners and I'm trying to look behind me and I'm trying to assess what every sound is. And so you can't be fully present. You're constantly on edge. And it's, you know, it's not always the most severe instances that you'd read about or you'd hear about. It can be things like, you know, if I run by the shop that's close to my house and there's a group of 10 lads hanging around outside and they're shouting stuff at you or whatever it is, that's intimidating.
Yeah. It's often, I don't want to say subtle things, but it is those.
It's intimidation. It's fear. It's the unknown. And so, you know, and it's dreadful, but like, I'd had a conversation with three of my male friends on Friday that was very similar to the conversation that Saoirse Ronan had. Because I was saying I joined the gym, and one of them was like, I thought you hate the gym. And I said, I do, but I don't
feel
safe.
And this is the first time you've ever joined the gym, just for context, isn't
absolutely
it, for people?
Hate it.
Yeah. And you're very active and you walk and run, but it's the first time you've been inside a gym, really.
Yeah, and the reason I did was because I don't feel safe running at night. And the three lads were like, jeez, I never even thought of that. And it was just, And it wasn't in a, they were being dismissive or anything like that, but it was just, it's not something that they'd have to contemplate or worry about. And as I said, I'm not walking around thinking that, you know, my life could end at any moment or anything like that. But it's just something that as you grow up as a girl and as a woman in Ireland or anywhere, you do have to be mindful of it. And stupid things, like I was talking to one of the girls in the office here today about it, and this sounds dreadful as well, but, you know, if something were to happen when I was out running in the dark, you know that one of the first comments would be, where was she going running in the dark? Why was she on her own? And so it's almost like I'm preempting. I'm trying to do everything I can do to make myself feel safer and be safer. Now, that's not saying I couldn't get hit by a bus on the way home from the gym.
But
at the same time, the level of fear and anxiety is definitely there. And I think cases like Aisling Murphy really hammered it home for me.
Four other cases actually in Northern Ireland in recent months as well of violence against women too. And I suppose all of that, and you know, you're reading about it and you hear about it, and all of that is probably in your mind as well. Journalist and stylist Laura Mullett is with us too, Jess, on the line today. Laura, like, with the clocks going back, you know, an hour over the weekend, does that impact you and how safe you feel?
You know what, I really agree with Jess and the way she's kind of phrasing this. You know, it's not that she's living her life in fear constantly and feels like she's a target in that way. But I do think we do internalize what's on the news. And I suppose we have to be aware. We don't want to be naive. And the reality is, like, I would always love going for walks with my headphones in during the summer, like obviously early in the morning or late at night. And it's usually kind of quite bright. But I suppose there is a fear factor level of, you're like, OK, well, I need to be aware of my surroundings. You're kind of losing that free mental health walk, you know, benefit of, you're a little bit like, oh God, well, I want to be careful as well. I want to be smart. I find now this time of year, I like as I say, I would go to the gym more. And I mean, walks on a treadmill, they're not, I feel like they're not the same as walks outside, in the sense of you really feel the incline more. But now I would always try and buddy up with my sisters. We kind of like try not to walk alone or run alone as it gets late into the evening, because the route we would go, let's say, for example, it's all one direction and then you have to come back the way. And I think that's where the fear can be, because, you know, some people might be drinking outside or they might be doing their own thing, but you just don't want to be on your own because it can feel a little bit intimidating and scary.
So you yourself, Laura, have kind of made those small daily changes, just like Jess, you know, even if it is making sure you're going out for the walk or the run with your sister, with somebody that you're not alone.
Yeah, I try not to be alone. Like, I have a little dog, and I think, you know, some people have scary dog privilege, but my dog looks like a loaf of bread, so he's not going to protect me. So, like, I do think that sometimes, you know, maybe having a dog makes you feel less alone, if you get me, if you're on a walk or something and it's getting a little bit dark. But I just, yeah, I think in this day and age, I feel like the world we live in, we're so aware. And I think us educating ourselves and being careful, you know, it's smart and it makes so much sense, but it is sad. And a lot of my male friends as well would be a little bit surprised. They're like, oh, like, but you do have to be vigilant because you don't want to be that 1%.
Would you have headphones in, Laura, if you're out and about? Would you be listening to something?
Oh, I love zoning out. And I feel like now I'm putting one headphone off my ear, because I just think you have to be aware of your surroundings. I think anywhere you go. And there's a lot of times where, like, you're walking towards someone and I don't know, I feel like, especially out in the countryside, like I live in Wexford, and if you're kind of going down trails, it's just a quieter place. You just have to be so, so careful. And I think we're rare to kind of have our guard up. But I feel like growing up in the 90s, it was a different time. I think nowadays we are so, I don't know, I suppose sensitive.
We're more
and
aware
of
it too, aren't we?
Yeah. And I find with my own sisters, I would be afraid if I heard they were going off on their own. I would be on the edge being like, oh geez, I hope they're okay. Because there is that kind of feeling in your mind of like, we just need to be so much smarter and mind ourselves as best we can.
Would you have headphones in when you're out typically for a run?
Like in an ideal world, absolutely. And during the summer I did. But like Laura's saying there now, I would either do one headphone, or if I see someone is in, like, either behind me or coming towards me, I've been known to do the fake phone call.
Oh, stop. I was just about to say I do that all the time.
I do this.
And I'm sure
all
it must be nuts, because I often think then, what would happen if the phone rings and I'm there pretending to chat away to somebody? But I do if I feel
I do
a bit
it
like that.
All the, you're the person I'm like, oh, Andrea.
Really?
Yeah. Drive me home in 5 minutes. Are you outside? Oh, sure. I'll see you in 5 minutes. So I would do that all the time. The other thing that I do is I share my, again, one of the girls in the office was saying, and I do the same thing, sharing the live location with somebody at home.
That's a good idea, actually.
The thing with the keys. And again, I'm so hesitant to make this sound pessimistic and woe is us as the girls. But at the same time, you know, some of the commentary around the Saoirse Ronan thing of, ah, lads, surely she didn't need to be so cutting. The whole point is that you do need to be cutting. People don't know your lived experience unless you share it, unless you call it out. And that goes for every element of diversity, minority groups, whatever it is in the world.
Just, well, I can tell you, not alone on this. Listener here says, it's sad, but I also have become quite fearful when walking and running when it's dark and simply stop once the longer days are gone. I switch to going walking during the day and the evenings, and then I won't go go alone on, you know, to places on my own. As much as one reassures oneself, the anxiety and fear of being out in the dark just overcomes me. Of course, life is unpredictable, but it's just taking precaution. This texter says, the evenings are darker when the clocks have gone back. I'm nervous now walking in the dark as a woman. I'm much more likely not to walk now after work until the clocks go forward again. This texter suggests, don't bring your phone or headphones while running. You need to be able to listen to your surroundings, and expensive tech will just attract muggers. And I just want to read this email to you both, actually. It's from Alan. And he says, I would have been one of those guys making light of walking in the dark or feeling afraid of strangers walking behind me, until I had a chat with my wife and she told me of the fear that she has walking to and from her car going to work. She's not one to get rattled by things, so I just listened to her explain what it's like when it's dark and when strangers are too close to her. The feeling of vulnerability is very high for most women walking alone. And I now notice that my own behaviour, how that might impact lone females when I'm out and about. So I now change sides on the road. I make a conscious decision not to be too close when I'm walking to people. And if I did end up bumping into somebody, I'd say hi and continue on. I know there's people who are going to think that I'm overreacting, But if it makes others feel safe, then so be it.
We need more you in the world. That thing of crossing the road, it is the easiest thing in the world to do. And you might think, well, why don't you just cross the road? And there is an element of that. But if someone, like if you are running behind or walking behind somebody and it's dark and you see that they are on their own and they're looking over their shoulder. Like I know that my body language screams, I'm petrified when I'm out and about in the dark. So small acts of kindness, and that's all it is, a small act of kindness, changing the side of the road, giving a smile, whatever it is. Also, if you are in a big group and you see that somebody in the group is jeering or catcalling or whatever it is, just give them a slap on the arm and tell them to cop on.
Yeah.
The only way it's going to change is by having conversations like this. And to be honest, I'm embarrassed having conversations like this because I will fight my way out of a paper bag. I have no issue defending myself or whatever it is. But the reality is I'm 5'6". And if somebody wanted to jump on me, I wouldn't really stand a chance. But I think we need to have these conversations because it's the only way that society is going to change. And until then, we have to change our behaviours. We have to pay for the gym memberships if we want to go for a run at night on a treadmill or take our headphones out or whatever it is. It's not going to change otherwise.
The email is lunchtimelife@newstalk.com. If you want to share your own experience with us today, that's our tech correspondent Jess Kelly and journalist and stylist Laura Mullett. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.